Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Ram Goldar, and here Masechus Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Gimel, the third parak HaManiach. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas, Harav Yitzhak Ben Mer Golombek, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah discusses two animals or people damaging each other. If a person and a mu'ud damage each other, then the one who inflicted greater damage pays the excess in full, since a mu'ud pays full damages. If a person and tam damage each other, and the person damaged more, he pays the excess full damages. If the tam damage more, mishalim b'moser chetzi nezek, he pays the excess half damages. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Af tam shechabu ba'adam, mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. Even a tam which injured a person pays the excess full damages, because he holds a tam which damages a person always pays full damages. The Torah says regarding an animal which gores a person, k'mishpat hazeh yasalil, like this law should be done to it. The Tanakhama darshans it to say that the same laws governing an animal injuring another animal, meaning a mu'ud pays full and a tam pays half, apply when it injures a person. Rabbi Akiva says that hazeh teaches to follow only the law just mentioned, that of a mu'ud paying in full. Still, he darshans another phrase that it pays magufo from its body and not more. Pointing me to the next Mishnah teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, notel is sure, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushama shor bebeisin, the ox should be assessed by beisin, and its owner pays the victim up to its value. Rabbi Kiva says, Huchlat hashor, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. Our Mishnah, which says the victim takes the ox, follows Rabbi Kiva's view. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shmuel holds Balchovhu v'zuzehu demasikle. The victim is merely the damager's creditor and has a monetary claim against, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva holds shutfeinino. They are partners in the ox, proportioned to the amount owed. They disagree if the phrase umachus hashor achai v'chatzu as kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, is a directive to Basin or the mazik and nizak. The Gemara notes that they disagree if the nizak is able to be makdish, the ox. And pointing with me, a brisa states, Shchatu nesana b'matana masha asa asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivzi explained that the difference pertains to pchashchita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua said, Zos amers hamazik shibuta shel chaver o pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is pater from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox, which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. The Gemara asks that this extrapolation is obvious and answers that one might have thought that specifically here, the mazik is not liable for damaging the ox, which the nizak stands to collect, because he can say, "Vochasartik v'lomidi, I didn't take anything from you," because he can argue, "Zika ba'amahud deshakli minach, I merely took away wind from you," meaning the ox's life breath, but the item is still here, as opposed to actually destroying a lien property. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next mission discusses two animals or people damaging each other. If a person and a mu'ud damage each other, then the one who inflicted greater damage pays the excess in full, since a mu'ud pays full damages. If a person and tam damage each other, and the person damaged more, he pays the excess full damages. If the tam damage more, mishalim b'moser chetzi nezek, he pays the excess half damages. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Af tam shechabu ba'adam, mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. Even a tam which injured a person pays the excess full damages, because he holds a tam which damages a person always pays full damages. The Torah says regarding an animal which gores a person, k'mishpat hazeh yasalil, like this law should be done to it. The Tanakhama darshans it to say that the same laws governing an animal injuring another animal, meaning a mu'ud pays full and a tam pays half, apply when it injures a person. Rabbi Akiva says that hazeh teaches to follow only the law just mentioned, that of a mu'ud paying in full. Still, he darshans another phrase that it pays magufo from its body and not more. Pointing me to the next Mishnah teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, notel is sure, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushama shor bebeisin, the ox should be assessed by beisin, and its owner pays the victim up to its value. Rabbi Akiva says, Huchlat hashor, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. Our Mishnah, which says the victim takes the ox, follows Rabbi Akiva's view. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shmuel holds Balchovhu v'zuzehu demasikle. The victim is merely the damager's creditor and has a monetary claim against, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva holds shutfeinino. They are partners in the ox, proportioned to the amount owed. They disagree if the phrase umachus hashor achai v'chatzu as kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, is a directive to Basin or the mazik and nizak. The Gemara notes that they disagree if the Nizak is able to be Makdish, the ox. And point number three, a Braisa states, Shchatu Nasana B'matana Masha Asa Asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivzi explained that the difference pertains to Pchashchita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the Mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua said, Zosomeres Mazik Shibuta Shel Chavero Pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is Pater from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox, which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. The Gemara asks that this extrapolation is obvious and answers that one might have thought that specifically here, the Mazik is not liable for damaging the ox, which the Nizak stands to collect, because he can say, Chasartik v'lomidi, I didn't take anything from you, because he can argue, Zika ba'amahud the shakli minach, I merely took away wind from you, meaning the ox's life breath, but the item is still here, as opposed to actually destroying a lien property. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard simmer relates to a leg, and we use a peg leg pirate to make the simmer a little more distinct. So here goes. The peg leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it. Once again, slow motion. The peg-leg pirate, that must have been learned off Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, which reminds us, we have machlokas tana kama and Rabbi Akiva, whether a tum that injures a person pays chasi nezek or nezek shalim. So the peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, no tlas is short, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushim Ashor Bebasin, the ox should be assessed by basin, and the owner pays the victim up to its value. This is because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the victim is merely a bal chov, the damages creditor, and has a monetary claim against him, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Huchlad Ashur, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. This is because he holds the Nizak as a shutuf, a partner in the ox, but portion of the amount owed. So the peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it, which reminds us, a brisa states, Shchato unasana b'matana masha asa asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivzi explained that the difference pertains to pachas shchita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua said, Zosomeres ha-mazik shibuta shel chavero pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is exempt from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. So once again, the peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it. All right, so now it's time for four balabat chazara. Dav chav tes, so the simon dav chav tes is a cot. So here goes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot. Cot? That must be more in dav chav tes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a drop water jug with Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas, B'Shas Nafila, if Niskal Posheyahu. The Tanakama, Remir holds, Niskal Posheyahu, one who stumbles, is negligent, and is high for damages resulting from this negligence. Remuda holds, Niskal La Posheyahu, one who stumbles is not negligent, and is putted from such damages, only where he had intent, meaning he broke his jug intentionally, is Yichayev. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a drop water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pasheahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafkid the jug and its contents, which reminds us, Abai explains that the Malchokas about damages Lach Nafila after the fall is where the owner was mafkir his broken jug and its contents. The Tanakama, Rabbi Meir holds, mafkir Nizok of Chayv, one who is mafkir his hazardous items, is still Chayv for the damage they cause. And Rabbi Yudah holds, he's not Chayv. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a drop water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pasheahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafka the jug and its contents, wondered if the man in the street who just lifted some dung less than three fuck him up and then put it back down intended to acquire it, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ha'hofek as a galal b'rushus rabim. If one turns over dung he found in rushus rabim, he's high for damages it causes. Rabbi Elazar said, this is only shiniskavim liskos behen, where he intended to acquire it, but if he did not, he's not chay. Daf Lamed. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The pious Rebbe, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, which reminds us, Rebbe Yehuda said, Haiman Debay L'Mahabe Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, L'Kai Milid Nezikim, should fulfill the words of Masechet Nezikim. Rava says, Milid Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perkei Avos. Others say, Milid Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masechet Brachos. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amosi is Tivna Vakasho, L'Rishus HaRabim L'Zvalim, if one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodem mehen zocha, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchon, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Zairi says, b'shivchan avlo b'gufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. When the judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, law. When the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shnei kadam shei mahochin zeh chazeh. If you have two potters walking, one behind the other, and the first stumbled and fell, and the second stumbled on the first is high for damages to the second. Rabbi Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is high here because he should have stood up after falling and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says he's even chayv if he could not have stood up in time, because he should have warned the person behind him and he didn't warn him. Rabbi Yochanan holds he is not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the tarid, because he was preoccupied. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit, which reminds us, Rav said, Rishon chay b'nizkei shem, the first person who fell is liable for damages of the second, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni chay b'nizkei shlishi, the second is liable for damages of the third person who fell over him, b'nizkei gufa, only for damages caused by his body, avolo b'nizkei mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, I bear love anakrize, I did not dig this pit, and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit, just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one was coming through Rishus HaRabim with his barrel, and this one was coming with his beam, and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Because this one has permission to walk through Rishus HaRabim, and this one has permission to walk there.
Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist outside the Nezikin lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis.
The scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paras b'rishus HaRabim, achas revutz of achas mahalechas. If there are two cows in Rishus HaRabim, one squatting, one walking, batam halechas b'revutz of patur, if the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. Revutz of mahalechas chayevas, but if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalam Achasa on his way to Shul, which reminds us, one who runs on Friday at twilight is patur from damages, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara illustrates a permit to run on Friday at twilight with the practice Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'netz likros Kalam Achasa, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalam Achasa on his way to Shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed
by a flying wood chip, which reminds us, if one enters a carpenter shop with Rishus and is struck by a chip of wood, the carpenter is pater from Gaulus, in the sense that Gaulus is not sufficient to atone for him because his sin is too great. The reason is Mishum Dehavile Shogat Karbala Mazid, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chopping wood. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do Melchok is whether the Nizik is considered a shutuf and can take possession of the Mazik's animal or a Baal Chov? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you know about the permit to take straw which was left in Rishus of Rabim? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you know if a person carrying a barrel collides with one carrying a beam, the one carrying the beam is exempt for shattering the barrel? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which of the one, if one turns over galel, dung, he found in Rishus HaRabim, he's liable for damages it causes? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, if one placed a coal on a person's heart and the person died, he's not liable for murder since the victim should have removed it and he caused his own death? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss what the halakha is in a case where the mazik sheks the shore or gives it away as a matana? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have the case of a walking cow kicking a squatting cow? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have if one entered a carpenter shop with Rishus and is killed by a flying wood chip, the carpenter is puter from Gaulus because it's considered Shogeg Karbala Mazid? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have Malchokas if a tam that damages an Adam pays Chatsi Nezek or Nezek Shalim? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we Malchus if a person who stumbled and didn't warn the person behind him is liable for damages? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.